I wouldn't fall in love with someone if they didn't have their Funko, if they didn't have a Funko Pop of me. What am I supposed to trust you? Wow, okay.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where it's been 3 weeks and we are still behind on Ms. Marvel.
Oops. I'm Karen of the Vicious Six.
And I am Mandy of Isla de Canta. Isla de Canta? I don't know. I forgot how the audiobook says it.
I have no idea because I don't even know what you're talking about.
You will.
So, dear listeners, in this timeline, it is July 6th, but in your timeline, it is now July 15th.
Wibbly wobbly. Greetings from the past.
Hello. We decided we're going to start giving dates so that we don't sound like we're talking about
super behind.
Really, really late. Do we have anything to say before we get started?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I feel like we're pretty on target nowadays. Yay, us.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get started. This week in fangirling. Because that we're doing that first now.
Yes, this is going to take some getting used to.
It really is. So this week, I didn't really do much. So I think last week I had finished, I had started The Missing Sister by Elmar. Mm-hmm. I finished that. It was really good. The ending, it was kind of like almost predictable, but it still was kind of twisty. So I really liked it. I was still surprised in some moments. And then I also started and finished Elmar's second book, Lies We Bury, which was really good. I really, really liked it. So this one is about a girl who was born in captivity. Like, her mom was kidnapped by a guy and then held in captivity. And so they escaped eventually. And so in present day, she gets a job as, like, a photojournalist, and then she finds, and none of this is spoilers, because it's on the back of the book, but she finds, there's, like, a new serial killer in Portland, where she's living, and, she starts realizing that they're, like, leaving, like, clues that relate to her childhood. So she's trying to figure out, like, is this person, like, coming after me? Are they trying to send me a message? It's really fascinating. I really, really enjoyed
it. Very cool.
I did not expect, like, who the killer was. I did not suspect at all. So that was really
nice.
Cool.
I was going to say, like, a predictable ending is okay if you enjoyed the ride to get there. Right. It doesn't kill the book. But also, like, a non-predictable ending is really
One point where I was kind of like, oh, that person might be the killer. And then I immediately was like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And then it was them!
And I was like, oh my god!
But once I got to the end, I was like, oh my god, that makes so much sense!
Yeah. But,
yeah, so... And there's this thing that she does in the book that completely threw me off. Which is why I didn't, like, realize who the killer was. And I thought it was very, very clever. And I don't want to, like, explain it because it gives it away. But it's very clever.
Okay. I know I have the first book on my Amazon list. I need to add the second.
Yeah. And then eventually, her third book is called, I think, Strangers We Know. I haven't started that yet because I only have the ebook. I don't have the audiobook. So I just haven't been able to start it yet, but I will because I really enjoy her writing. So I'm going to be following her from now on. So that's what I read. I haven't really picked up anything else recently. But we did go and see Minions Rise of Gru on Sunday, and I realize it's a kid's movie. I realize people have opinions about it. I don't care. I love the Minions.
I scandalized you by having I don't have a negative opinion. I just have never, I don't think I've ever seen any of them.
Yeah, I was shaken. I was like, Andy,
I'm sorry.
I don't know how to react to this. I don't know how to react to that. So, but no, I think I've mentioned it in the past episode. It was Minions, like, the Minions movie was the first movie my daughter ever saw in theaters, and she was, like, 6 months old. And nobody give me crap, because she was the perfect child. She watched
a lot of babies to the movies there.
Well, and especially for, like, a kid's movie, I feel like people are more lenient. But, you know, there are those people who get scandalized by any children.
Like, if you don't go at, like, the 9 o'clock matinee, mm-hmm. where then, like, if you take a kid, I mean, not 9 o'clock matinee is the daytime, 9 o'clock showing where everybody, you know, has gotten off of work and they're trying, but if you take a kid to, like, a noon show, right. who cares, really?
It was crazy because that was I ended up having to go to, like, a 4:30 showing because I think I mentioned I had previously purchased the tickets for Saturday, which was when my niece's birthday party was. So I had to switch them to Sunday. And by the time I actually got around to doing that, the seats in the theater that I wanted were sold out. Mm-hmm. So I had to get, like, the 4:30 showing in order to be able to get the seats that I wanted. Very particular.
Your cubby.
My cubby. Oh. Except this time there was a person sitting next to me.
Psychopath.
Who does that? Who looks like an entire theater full of empty seats and chooses one next to other people?
What were they like?
It was like an older woman just by herself.
Did she say anything to you? Like,
well, so, but when we sat down, so it's four seats, and normally I buy the two middle seats so that nobody will sit on either side of us. Mm-hmm. That's what I hope. But my daughter decided she wanted to sit on the far right. So I was sitting in my, like, normal seat. She was on the far right. So then the seat that was hers was empty. And then this lady got the seat on the far left. And so there was us, an empty seat, and her. And so the only thing she ever said to me, she turned and she's like, "Do you think is anybody sitting here?" And I was like, "No, I mean, technically her, but she chose that seat instead." And she was like, "Awesome." And I was like, "You are the one who chose a seat.
You're the one who messed this whole thing up, lady. Like,
what are you doing?" That was a little bizarre. But, you know, whatever. She didn't bother us, so it was fine. I really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was cute. I love all the Minions movies, so I enjoyed it. My daughter enjoyed it. It was fun. There were some moments where I, like, laughed out loud. It was great. I dare say Gru is, like, Steve Carell's best work. I'm a fan.
I didn't even know Steve Carell.
It's Steve Carell, yeah.
Didn't even know that. Had makes no me idea. So happy. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's excellent. I love it. But I understand if you're not going to watch it, but
I just don't have time. I know I'm never, like, I have a laundry list of movies to watch and shows to catch up on. And I just, there's no way a Minions movie is going to be the one that gets in there and gets done. I was like, I know when you text me, I was like, please don't add it to my homework because there's a 99% chance I will never get to it.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We just won't bond over Minions. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I think that was pretty much my week. I didn't really do anything else other than my niece's birthday party, which was fun. I think I texted you, my oldest niece, who is like 14 or 15 now, was sitting down reading this gigantic book. And I was like, "What are you reading?" Because I'm a reader, so I needed to know. And she, like, flipped it open and it's, I think, what is it? War Queen?
War Storm
by Victoria Aveyard. And I was like, my bestie just met her, like, yesterday. Yeah. It was so fun. And she was like, "Oh, that's so cool." And I was just like, that is a gigantic book.
Yeah. Also, she writes books you can beat people with, like,
and
for
I
real.
Was just like, when she walked up, she came with her dad, my cousin, and then her two younger sisters. And she walked up with them and I was just like, "Who is this person?" Like, "Oh no, that's a full-grown child." I was holy crap, because it's been so long since we've seen everybody. I mean, we saw them recently, but still, it's just like, she looks so grown up.
When you have them in your mind as little.
Yeah.
A lot of our internet friends, kids, like, I don't understand how they're mm-hmm. actual children just, and not babies.
It just,
like, I remember them being born.
Yeah. So no, like, I, that's the thing. I was like, I remember
when she was born. And now she's like a teenager.
With your child or like the twins or my baby niece, like I was not with the twins. I met them when they were 9 months old, but with my baby niece, I was there when she was born. And then I held her the next week. And so I was there to watch the progression. But these kids that you don't see regularly that are just there on the internet or like, you know, you see them at the family reunion and then you don't see them for 3 years. It's like, wait a second. I froze you in time.
Yeah.
How are you? How are you, big?
I texted Angie because she's going to come with me to my friend's wedding in August. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we got the flower girl dressed in. Do you want to see it now or do you want to be surprised? And she's like, no, I can't wait. So I sent her a picture and she was like, how is she that big?
Yeah.
Because the last time she saw her, she was probably like 3 and she's 7 now. And so I can't even like imagine because obviously I've been there. So when you see them grow and progress, like you don't realize how much they grow.
Think about it.
Yeah. Until somebody else.
Unless you see it.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
That's wild. So,
but yeah, the birthday party was a lot of fun. I was freezing my ass off because it was hot as hell in San Jose. So when I was getting ready, I was like sweating and I was like, oh, it's going to be so hot. And then it was at a park in Hayward. And as we were driving there, it got progressively cloudier. And I was like, no, the sun's going to come out. The sun did not come out. And there was wind. And I was just like, I was in shorts and like a strappy, like, it's like a dress, but it's a really short dress. So I wore it as like a top. And so I was just like, it's fine. I'm fine. Everybody was asking me, they're like, aren't you cold? I'm like, yes, I'm freezing.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 That's when you're like, watch my kid while I run to Walmart real quick.
Literally
get Target. Her was, leggings.
Target was literally across the street. I'm like, if it gets too bad, I'll go to Target. But I was like, I'll survive. It's fine. I'll survive. But yeah. And then my kid was like taking off her jacket, running around. I'm like,
well, yeah. Kids run on a whole different level of energy and system. Like their systems are built to like run and chase and play and they get hot and I'm like, ooh, I'm freezing.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was my week. Nothing too like out of the ordinary. I haven't watched Ms. Marvel yet, unfortunately, but today is a Wednesday. So I didn't really have time to watch it.
We're recording a day early because my twin nieces, they live with me, every 2 months for 2 months because their dad goes overseas for work. He's coming back Friday. So it's 2 days from now. So we wanted to take them to see Thor before they go back to their dad. So we're going to do our Pearl reservation like we normally do on Thursdays. And then we're going to go see Thor is kind of their last hurrah with us, which they still come over here when their dad is here. So it's not like, you know, we won't see them for months, but they won't be living here.
Right.
So we wanted to do something. And so Karen was nice enough to bump it up a day for me so that I can do the movies with those crazy kids.
I was just talking to Heather. I was like, we're recording a day early because Mandy needs to take the girls to go see Thor. Otherwise, they won't see it for 2 months. And she was like, oh, no, they need to see it now. And I was like, no, I know. Yeah. That's why we're recording.
Their dad is into Marvel, but I don't think he's as much as we are, so they might could have talked him into going, but like I know for sure they will see it tomorrow, you know. So we need to talk about Ms. Marvel. I have very, very vague memories of the first episode we need to talk about. All I remember is the wedding because I've filmed a wedding very similar to that, and so it was like being right back there with my little old Indian man friend who taught me all of the types of food that I was eating and like, you know, educated me on all of the food that I have since forgotten because I haven't had any more, but it was so freaking delicious and spicy. She makes me laugh so much because
oh my god,
anytime she goes to eat anything, she's like, but is it spicy? And I'm like, girl, who cares?
I wrote it down. So we see that a lot more in episode 4, which is the last episode. So spoilers for Ms. Marvel up to episode 4.
Nothing I've said really has been a spoiler so far. No.
But moving forward, spoilers up to episode 4 of Ms. Marvel. So in episode 4, they go to, what is it?
Pakistan. I don't remember the name of the...
It starts with a K. I can't remember. I should have written it down. But anyways, so they go to Pakistan. Oh, Karachi. I did write it down.
Oh, yeah.
So they go to Karachi, and I wrote down, the first thing I wrote down was, if I get emotional and overwhelmed and teared up watching her show up in Karachi, imagine how Pakistani and Muslim people are feeling. Like, I got, like, really emotional seeing it. So I can't even imagine, like, it was such a good moment. I loved it. And then, Nani immediately criticizing Kamala's mom on her dry skin is such an Asian thing to do.
That's a mom thing to do.
It was
that's every mom in the world. They do it to their daughter. They needle their daughter, but then they turn around and they're like, oh, when it's their mother doing it to them, and it's like, stop doing it to her. Why are you doing it to me?
So funny. What was I going to say? I was going to say about the spicy thing. I like the fact that they're kind of making it a point to kind of make, like, Kamala an outsider of
she's
sorts.
She's an American. She's not Pakistani, but she's not.
Yeah, it goes back to that whole conversation with Nakia, where she's like, I'm too brown to be white, but I'm too white to be brown. Right. And so I feel like it pulls it back because she's too American to really be Pakistani, but she's too Pakistani to be American.
And somebody said that, like, she's like, how do you even know I'm American? And he's like, you're literally wearing a t-shirt that says New Jersey on it. Like,
what do you mean? I thought that was really funny. Somebody on TikTok pointed it out. I can't remember who it was. It was either Straw Hat Goofy or it was Theories by T. But they pointed out that in that scene, Kareem's like, she's like, how do you know I'm not Canadian? Which is hilarious because Iman Vellani is Canadian. Yeah. I was like, I didn't know that.
But I love little nods like that.
I love that so much. That was so cute.
I want to be a Red Dagger.
Yeah.
I want to join the Red Daggers. I want to be friends with y'all. I want to eat your not spicy food. Or your spicy food. I'll take all of it.
I love it. So last week I didn't say who my fictional boyfriend was because you hadn't seen it, but I love him. Right?
Yes.
I'm obsessed. Yeah. I love him so much. But also the moment that I thought you would be like freaking out about was the dog.
Yes.
I was like, as soon as she sees that dog, it's over.
Yes. The angel.
I was like, she's gonna lose it. There's a dog.
I know. As soon as she gets on she's on the plane, I'm like, well, she's not kissing Bruno this episode. She's not kissing Nakia this episode, so. And then I was like, maybe she's gonna kiss this guy.
Nope, it was the dog. No. It was the dog.
The doge.
The doggy. What else did I write down?
I can't remember how the episode ended now.
The episode ended with Kamala in partition.
That's right. In the train station.
And I wrote down in all caps, did she go back in time?
Freaked out because she's going to be like, how did she get back?
Okay. I have this theory and I've seen other people on TikTok talk about it that she is the trail of stars that her great-grandmother, like, follows back to her dad, her grandma, whoever follows back to her dad.
Oh.
That is my theory.
I was going to say, her mother is going to freak out.
Yeah.
If she's, like, because she'll never know. Like,
right, like, stuck where in did this, she like, go?
My child is lost in the Middle East. My American child, whether or not she looks a certain way, my American child is stuck in the Middle East, has no idea. Because, like, if you're in America, even if you and I are dropped in Nebraska, it's still, like, the country we live in, we still know, okay, well, you go to this, you go to that. You don't know that if you grow up in America and suddenly go to Pakistan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's her mother's going to think she's just lost.
Yes.
So or taken.
I'm really excited to put on the next episode and see.
Yeah.
What happens, because I need to know, like, is she actually in the past? Like, what exactly is happening?
What is happening?
I need to know. So I'm very excited to watch that and then also talk about it next week.
Yeah. Agreed.
I wrote down, there was one part where her mom was, like, that whole scene with her mom and her grandma, and yeah. She was, like, trying to clean up, and she was like, why are there so many toffee boxes? And I wrote down, listen, why not have all these toffee boxes?
Exactly! What do you have against toffee,
but
lady?
But it was so cute that she was just like,
you.
It's for you. Oh. She's like, I don't know how much is left, but...
And then Kamala sits down and she's like talking about how it's weird on her teeth. I was like, child, you hush now.
She was like, how did you even chew this? It was so funny. I loved that they showed like there's clearly generational trauma, because you see her mom and her grandma interact, and then her and her mom interact, and it's just like you see what's happening, and it's so important. I really enjoyed that.
Because not just like girls in general can relate. Well, not every girl in the world, but a lot of girls can relate to that. Mm-hmm. Just and it's unintentional things too. Even if your mom is trying to break the cycle, there's still unintentional things that it's like
right. There's subconscious things that just kind of come through. It's hard to break that if that's something that you've grown up with. So it's
you see
nice
them turning
to
red too.
It's nice to have them show that. Like, it's nice to be able to see that over and over again. Like, yeah, it sucks, but you're not alone. Like, you're not the only one who has gone through this. Mm-hmm. So
and other people recognize it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Love that.
There was a line that her grandma said that I thought was so, like, profound. She said, even at my age, I'm still trying to figure out who I am. And I was just like...
Because you never stop trying.
Never stop. It's
you
true.
You never stop.
It's just like, you are always constantly trying to figure out who you are. And that's kind of the great thing about living, is like, it's always a surprise. You're always trying to figure out what's next. And I love that.
What's next? Who am I going to be tomorrow?
Yeah. And then there was another one. Earlier in the episode, apparently I wrote down many quotes. Earlier in the episode, I wrote down, you'll learn to find beauty in the pieces. And I think that was her grandma talking to her as well.
Probably.
I think it had to do with, like, there were so many pieces of things that she couldn't figure out how to put them all together. So I can't remember exactly. I just wrote down the quote and wrote, I love.
How about, is it Cameron? Is that how he pronounces it? I haven't seen him in an episode and a half, so. Not an episode and a half, a day and a half. It's been a few days. His mom leaving him behind.
Yeah. Yikes on bikes.
Yeah.
I wrote down, like, I knew we didn't trust his mom.
Yeah.
After that happened. I can't even. Like, who? I can't. I cannot fathom that as a parent. Yeah. Like, what? What? No.
I was like, well, dang, you were just a means to an end this whole time.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Your shirt keeps making me think that there's subtitles popping up. My brain keeps going, ooh, I gotta catch that. What was that? Because it's like the perfect size and height.
It is, isn't it? I love that. Okay, wait.
So you'll move and I'm like, oh, a subtitle popped up.
Put my hair over.
It's great. It's not bothering me, but I just keep like,
that's
wait,
so
what did that
funny.
Say? And then I'm like, oh, it's her shirt. And then I do it again a few minutes later.
That's so funny. I love that. I really liked that they showed her, like, progression of her power. Like, she's gotten better at managing her powers, but she still hasn't, like, gotten all the skills. Like, she's, like, good with her powers, but she's terrible with knife throwing.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that a few weeks ago. Like, you don't get bitten by the radioactive spider and suddenly you know every move to do as you are Spider-Man. Like,
and I
love
that they're showing
awkward.
That. Yes. Yeah. It's great. It's great. The moment where, his name is Kareem, right? Red
I think
Dagger?
So, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
where they, like, I don't remember who shows up. Somebody shows up to, like, chase him. Is it just the police? And he's just like, come
no,
with me.
No, it's the aliens.
Is it?
What are they? That's not the aliens, but it's the aliens. It's, they oh. show up there, and they're chasing him through, and the guy dies?
No, no, no. Before, when they first meet.
Oh, it's security at the train station.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because they were in the area that they're, like,
that's right, that's
rebuilding.
Right. I was like, I think it's, like, police or something. Yeah, security, right. And he just throws out a Terminator quote. He was just like, come with me if you want to live. And then it's just like, I'm just kidding. Let's go. I laughed so hard at that. I love all of the, just the little things. And, I love that they're not, like, aging her up, because, like, when she goes, and I forget his name, the guy who dies, but when they're, like, talking, and he does something, or shows her something, and she's just, like, really excited, and then she's just like, wait, what does that mean? Like, she gets very kid-like. I can't remember exactly the context, or exactly what happens, but there was just a moment where she was just like, okay, wait, what? Like a kid would do. And I love that they're keeping her, like, as a kid. They're not, like, aging her up to be more mature, even though she's got, like, all these powers.
Abilities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I really
enjoyed
it.
They still treat her like a kid.
I love that.
Yeah.
What other notes did I write down? Oh, at the end, where they have that, where they get, like, stuck. Her and Kareem are running, and they get stuck in, like, a dead end, and they, like, turn around, and they're waiting for the people, what are they called? The clandestine to come and fight them, and they, like, strike their poses. I 1,000% expected some sort of cameo to pop out and be like, okay, let's go. And and I was like, oh, I was kind of disappointed.
Like in the end of Shang-Chi? Yeah. Just like a... thing opens up.
Yeah. I just expected like
Wong's there. Come with me.
Like the whatever it is, the towels or whatever that were hanging, they would part and a cameo. Yeah. Somebody would just
somebody's
be like,
there.
And I was just like, oh, I was kind of disappointed at that.
Why would you guys give me more?
Just, why would you do that to me? The way that she was concerned about the family with the baby when they were on their chase, I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, obviously, superheroes want to protect people, but the way that she was just straight up like, there's a family with the baby!
Yeah.
I was like, the little baby! I love her. I love her so much. And I love that they called back to, like, the first episode where she gets in and immediately goes in reverse.
In reverse.
I love Mala, it. Mala,
come on.
Right,
girl.
Like, girl, are you ever? You're
There's
never
an
getting
F and an R. Look at it.
Oh my god, it was so funny.
You angel.
It
look at it.
Cracked me up so much. I loved it so much.
As an adult of teenagers and you future teenagers, it's like
yes.
Use your eyes, child. Just use your eyes.
It's yeah. That was so funny though. I loved it. I thought it was a really, really good episode.
Yeah.
There was a part.
This might have been one of my favorite episodes.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think so too. There was a part in the beginning where she's with her cousins, and they're walking through the marketplace, and I just thought this was funny because it applies to me. Where I think he calls her ABCD, an American-born confused Desi, and I was like, is American ABC American-born Chinese? And I was just like. They have a name for it too? I love that. I thought it was so funny. I thought it was so funny. I loved it. It was just the littlest things. I just everything about this show. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with it.
I'm not ready for it. There are only to be 2 episodes left.
I know. I'm gonna watch one tonight.
Five. And then I'm gonna try. Week. We'll see. He's playing video games, so yeah.
And then next week. I don't know if I'm ready. They need to make them, like, 9 episodes.
I agree. With Loki. They're filming it now.
Isn't She-Hulk going to be 9 episodes?
I don't know.
She-Hulk's 9. I think She-Hulk's
maybe
9.
Loki season 2 will be 9.
That would be nice.
Or forever. I just need it. I'm going to be decked out in my Loki gear tomorrow because what else do you wear to a Thor movie? I mean, even if he's not going to be there.
True story.
I'm hoping to God for a cameo because...
That'd be fun.
Thor is like one of my Captain America, obviously, is just like... But Thor is one of my least favorites after that because, like... The only good thing you brought me is Loki and Asgard. So...
Thor was the first...
I don't know. I like Thor everybody from Asgard.
Movie. I do love it. Yeah, I do. Thor was the first movie that Hawkeye was in, so I've got a soft spot.
But the earlier... Okay, I'm going to save this for the fangirl freestyle. I have a hot opinion that it's not a very wild opinion because I'm sure a lot of people share it, but I need to type it so I don't forget.
Good plan, because we are really good at forgetting things.
Okay, so this week, as I've been talking about for a few episodes, I went to the Victoria AVR Tiffany D. Jackson event in Atlanta. I worked over all week. So that I could take a half day. I watched Stranger Things, which I'll get to. Just a minute. So we left around 3 or 4 and we drove up. It was in Duluth, which is like a suburb of Atlanta. And I don't know that I've ever stopped in Duluth for anything. It's just like it's one of those towns that you know about and maybe you pass through, but you never go to. So they have this cute little downtown area. The event was hosted by Little Shop of Stories, which is an independent bookstore there. It was actually a pretty good sized bookstore. I didn't know, cause I don't know anything about Duluth. I didn't know if we'd be able to like go to the bookstore because it was hosted at a church because they needed somewhere set up for people and talking. And, I guess they have a partnership or something with this church. So as we park, we come out and the first thing we see is Little Shop of Stories. So of course I go in, buy all the books, the twins picked out books. It was a whole thing. We go to this cute little restaurant and I can't remember the name of it. It was like a British pub and it was like the Brick Door, I think was it. Excellent cheese board. I'm a cheese board connoisseur. Okay. If the restaurant has a cheese board and I have not had it, I am having it. Same with fried pickles. I want the cheese board and the fried pickles every time. I don't care. I don't care what's on them. We got ice cream. We sat around for a little bit and then we finally went over to the church. Josh and the twins stayed in the car and I went in and they handed out your books and I left it upstairs. I didn't mean to, but I got a little like foam sword dagger thing with it that was really cute that we didn't know was coming with them, or I didn't. I don't know about everybody else. So they checked your vaccination status or your negative COVID test. We had to wear masks. And then they let you in. They handed you your book. Mine is personalized. It says To Mandy, To the Horizon and Beyond It, which I thought was cute. And then it was just like an hour long, Tiffany D. Jackson moderated and just, they're both authors. They're both well-known and published authors. So it was very inspiring as someone who is working on a book because they were talking about, you know, what is the best thing you can do for your work in progress if you feel stuck or once you finish, but you're not sure what to do next. They were like, walk away from it completely for a month, then reread it as if you're a reader. There will be things that when you're in the thick of it, you don't even notice, but after you've completely disconnected from it, it will be glaringly obvious that you need to change. She talked about like her writing process and they both suggested at different times, if you say you want to write fantasy, read nonfiction, read horror, read romance, read true crime, read things that aren't your genre because, and they were like, it doesn't sound like it would make sense, but seeing other people's writing styles that aren't just the genre you want to write in will help you hone who you are as a writer, and you'll learn new and different like techniques. And both of them were like, yes, I did that. Yes, I do that all the time. I read books out of my interests all the time.
Oh,
so yeah,
maybe that's why I'm struggling so much.
Right? Same. I'm like, all I want to do is read fantasy and a contemporary romance sprinkled in every now and then. Mm-hmm. They didn't do like a signing table, I guess, because here in Georgia, COVID numbers are starting to rise again. So they had a bunch of pre-signed books. Once the question and answer session was done. So I'll show some of that off in the next segment. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was very enjoyable. And like I think I told you in the last episode, or maybe I just texted you, it was like $21.
Yeah.
Which basically covered the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, sure, we bought gas to get there and like bought dinner, but we also made like an enjoyable evening out of it, you know? Right. So I thought it was well worth the money.
I think so, for sure.
On the way back, we had raging debates about Stranger Things, and I won't give away any spoilers other than I'm not well. I think I told you that I was doing somersaults while simultaneously crying.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy and I was sad, and I just, they're talking about how it could be 2024 before we get new episodes, and that makes me want to die, as mm-hmm. Tay Tay says. So I'm still kind of in my Stranger Things, I don't want to call it a depression, but like a funk. I don't know. You'd have to like, you're anybody like... who's been following Stranger Things for years and has watched all of the like recent episodes, they are nodding their heads. They're like, yep.
You're in like a Stranger Things hangover.
Yeah. I'm very hungover from Stranger Things. And we keep like, the four of us keep like, one of us will find a theory on TikTok or on Facebook, and we'll just shout it out in the house, or like send it in our group chat. And it's like, look at this. This is how everything can be fixed.
Oh my
Probably goodness. Not, but.
That's so funny.
I typed in my notes, I typed freaking Stranger Things. I also got some pretty terrible news today, even though I understand why. So it's been over a year ago now. I made a TikTok and it was like me just staring off into nothing. And it's like when your book leaves you in a massive cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. And you realize that the next book won't be out for another year. So that was 2021. Okay. Today, Scarlett St. Clair announced that the next book in the Touch of Darkness series, which is Hades and Persephone retelling, I think it's called A Touch of Chaos, September 2023, Karen, 2023, where one of the characters was left in that last book, how very dare you? And she was like, I hate this. But it's the best timeline, and it really is how it has to be. And I'm like, I get it, and I love you, but why? Why? So that sucked.
That's.
But I also read some books. I read some books this week. I think last time we talked, I was working on The Roughest Draft.
Yes, I want to hear about this.
Loved it. It was so cute. So I don't know. I don't remember if I kind of gave like a brief rundown on this or not, but it's about two authors who wrote a book together, and then for some reason they had a falling out, and it really doesn't tell you why, but they're under contract to write a second book together. So they go back to the same house that they rented when they wrote the first book, which became like an international bestseller. Everybody knows who they are, and there's like all kinds of speculation around why they are no longer in contact at all ever. I loved this. And I think with the gifts, because this was a Once Upon a Book Club box, I'll post an unboxing video on TikTok in the next few days. This might be my favorite Once Upon a Book Club box of all time.
Oh boy.
Like the first box or the first gift dropped my jaw. The second gift, I was like, there's no way. there's no way. And they just like, so good. Book was so good. It was written by a couple who got the idea on their honeymoon.
I love that.
So like it was co-written by a man and a woman about authors co-writing a book that are a man and a woman. So yeah, precious, precious, precious. I loved this.
Okay, well, cool. I'm going to have to add it. I almost bought that from Once Upon a Book Club, and I went with the Storyteller instead, so.
Yeah, Storyteller was good, too.
I will have to go back for it.
Yeah. Now, these are part of my haul, but I also read them this week, so I'll just yell about them again. I got Daughter of the Pirate King and Daughter of the Siren Queen. Yeah. I read Daughter of the Pirate King in less than 24 hours. There's that. I had it on... I think it was Libby or something, Scribd maybe. So I listened all day, I think Saturday or Sunday. I cleaned the house and just had it in my ears. Very freaking good. And I'm in the middle of Daughter of the Siren Queen. Josh has a lot of plans this weekend that I'm not going on. So if I don't have this finished by the weekend, I will finish it this weekend. But so far it's very good. It's about a female pirate. They both covers kind of compare her to the Lady Jack Sparrow, like a female Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
She's very swaggery, very full of herself, but like lovable at the same time.
I love.
So
I almost bought Fairy Loot did a special edition of that duology recently, and I almost bought it just because it was pretty, and then I didn't. So now I have regrets again.
I mean, they're worth it. It was it's very good so far.
I'll add it to my list.
Yeah. And that is my week. And I can tell you about my fictional boyfriend because then Daughter of the Pirate King and Daughter of the Siren Queen.
Well, let's go. Fictional boyfriend of the
boyfriend.
Week. Tell me.
Raiden. I think his last name is Alemos. They don't say it very often. He's basically Will Turner. In my eyes. And listen, when I tell you that I was an Orlando Bloom girl, that man popped up as Legolas and I was done. I was done. Then they put him as a pirate on the ocean and what more can you want out of life when you're, I was like 12, 13. It was like, man is it. My brothers, even like to this day, or like every day when you got home from school, we had to watch some form of Lord of the Rings. And so they're like little Lord of the Rings experts now too.
Oh, that's so funny.
We watched it recently for Josh and I. I wanted the twins to start it and they really didn't care, which is devastating. But Josh was in here and I was quoting it and he was like, you are such a nerd. And I'm like, a nerd? It's Lord of the freaking Rings. Like, of course I know half the script to this. What are you talking about? This is like pop culture at its finest. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get it.
That he doesn't was the get time. It. You know, I always think about how Lord of the Rings was like long. And nobody ever complained about how long that was. But then Endgame comes out and they're like, oh my God, it's 3. I'm like, did you not live through Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, you remember Lord of the Rings? The last time I watched it before this, I was in high school. And I don't remember who I was with, but we were in we sat in somebody's basement and literally from like sun up to sundown watched all the Lord of the Rings movies.
That's what I did. We had the extended editions too.
Yeah.
So we did from morning to night, first to third. And it's just like, I when Endgame came out and everybody was like, oh my God, it's 3 hours. I'm like, did you not live through Lord of the Rings? Like that what?
Because I see you Endgame. I raise you Titanic. I raise you Gone with the Wind. I raise you The Sound of Music. All of those are movies that like I grew up on or saw as a child where it's like, this is a 4 or 5 hour long movie by itself.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with Endgame. Y'all hush.
That moment in time was just like so weird. I was like, what is wrong? 3 hours? That's it?
Yeah.
I always assume that movies are going to be 3 hours until they tell me otherwise.
I assume 2 hours.
And they're
normally not two.
I don't know why. I have just always, I think it's because of Lord of the Rings, I have just always assumed that a movie would be 3 hours until they announce the runtime. So it's never bothered me.
And with Endgame, like, the twins were, I guess, in fourth or fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And they were with us at the time. And I remember, like, we had a whole, like, I coached them the whole week. Don't drink anything after 11 a.m. unless you are dying of thirst. Then when you go to leave school, use the potty. Then when we get to the restaurant for dinner, we're going to use the potty. You can have one cup of drink with your dinner, and then we're going to use the potty. Then we're going to go to the theater, you're going to use the potty. We're going to get our food, you're going to use the potty. We're going to get our seats, you're going to go back to the bathroom. Nobody's getting up. I'm not taking you to the bathroom.
I told my daughter, I asked my, she's, I forget how young she was at the time, but Endgame was like 18, 19. So she would have been 3 or 4. So at the time, I asked my daughter, would you like to wear a diaper to go to this movie? Because there is no way in hell I'm getting up.
Yeah.
We're not going to the bathroom. We're not getting up. And she actually did really well. She did better sitting through Endgame than she has for any movie we've watched recently.
She knew how important it was.
She knew. She's everything
we've gotten to. I had seen something, and they were like, listen, I need you to know that this is not a spoiler. I think it was a coworker who saw it, like, the setting before we did or something. I don't know. But they were like, if you need to go to the bathroom, there is a scene about halfway through. You will know it because Hulk is in a diner having a conversation. There is nothing important that happens there. You have about 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you see Hulk in a diner, you can pee. So it was like, okay, I liked having that in my back pocket.
But then I
was like, no, I still need to know what he says. Even if it's not important, I still have to know.
Absolutely not.
We had a whole high five circle at the end because nobody had to get up. Nobody had to go pee.
Yes.
It's the weirdest thing to be happy about, but
I know. Anyways, we got off track.
Who's your fictional boyfriend?
My fictional boyfriend, his name is, hold on, I'm trying to remember his name. I listened to it on audiobook, so I don't have that visual, like, reminder.
Yeah.
I'm a visual person, so if I don't, see it, I don't remember. His name is, it's not Oz. Oz is the asshole. It's the other one. It's a blank. In Lies We Bury, there is a, I don't want to say he's a journalist, but he's like, he's an author, or he wants to be an author. He's writing a book about our main character and her family, because in the story, it's the 20th anniversary of when they escaped. And so he is sitting down and interviewing her and, all of that. And I feel really bad that I don't remember his name, but I love him.
It's okay.
Like I said, I am a visual person. I did not read it, so I do not remember it.
Heard it.
I'm the worst. I did this when my fictional boyfriend was Roma Montagov from These Violent Delights, because I listened to it. Now, obviously, I know who they are because I'm obsessed with them. But yeah, I can't remember. But I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I love him.
All right.
So, whatever his name is, I'm sorry, I don't remember. But if you ever read it, Lies We Bury by L. Marr, the guy who's writing the book about her.
The guy. Him. All right.
That guy.
Him. That guy.
You know, that That's one.
That's the one.
All right.
Where did your money go this week?
My money went to Walmart. I got my Moon Knight. Funko and comic cover combo. It's really cute. I love it.
It is really cute.
It's very cute. They like, it's so funny because it kind of looks like they, like, made him have, like, abs inside his
costume. Oh my god.
It's so funny.
I'm sure he loves that.
And then also from Walmart, I got the Walmart exclusive edition of Wanda from Multiverse of Madness, where she's using her chaos magic.
You don't even like her.
Very sinister. Not at all. She's not the love of my life. And then I got Felix.
Felix!
From Here Comes the Nerd, I got my little Felix pin and sticker set, as well as, like, 5 Happy Mail stickers, because this is very Happy Mail. And also with that, I got my little revamped Luna Patronus bunny. And that's pretty much, that's all I got this week. Not too much coming in that I, at least not that I remember and grabbed, so. Yay for me.
I don't have a ton. I have a stack of books. Mm-hmm. And this isn't even all of them. So, of course, when we went into a small independent bookshop, I was like, pick a book. So right, the twin, they're not in the stack. One got Heartstopper and one got, I think it's called Green Eyes and Ham.
Okay.
I hadn't heard of it, but I got the twins each a signed copy of Blackout since I read it. So I know it's like age appropriate. But it's also written by a Black woman who then autographed, like there were stacks of her book. Like I wanted them to see that. Like,
yes.
I feel like it's very important for them to know, like, you can do anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got them each a signed copy, even though they didn't go in with me, because COVID.
Right.
And I wasn't, they are not yet into like Victoria Aveyard style fantasy. So it's like, I'm not going to buy a copy of, you know, Blade Breaker for you to go in where you're just going to be kicking your feet and wishing you were sitting on TikTok. But I did get them books anyways. So they've got Heartstopper, Green Eyes and Ham, and 2 copies of Blackout. Mm-hmm. And then, like I mentioned, I got Daughter of the Pirate Queen, King, Daughter of the Siren Queen. I got a signed copy of Broken Throne, which is like a companion book to the Red Queen series. I had never seen this.
Oh.
But okay. It was there. It was signed. So,
yeah.
It's like, okay. I got Monday's Not Coming and Allegedly by Tiffany D. Jackson. She is, from by her definition, a horror writer.
Okay.
So I don't know anything about either of these books. They were there. They were signed. I wanted to support her, so I got these and the 2 copies of Blackout.
Nice.
So I'll be reading these soon. And then at the bookstore, I got the 2 Daughter of Pirate series. I got on Juneteenth, because if you don't learn about history that you didn't participate in, you're going to repeat it. Mm-hmm. So I was never taught about Juneteenth in school. And I don't like that. I want to know about it. So I'm going to read that. And then I got The Dead Romantics, which is about a ghostwriter who can see ghosts.
Yes. I saw that. I was watching Good Morning America because my DVR recorded it, because I have a setting to record anything that Elizabeth Olsen shows up in. So she was on an episode of Good Morning America, and their book club pick of the week was The Dead Romantics. And it sounded so good. So I need you to let me know how that is.
Yeah, I will. I'm not going to let this one sit for too long before I read it.
Sounds really good.
Speaking of Elizabeth Olsen, I bought and sent my 3-year-old niece a copy of Hattie Harmony, and I did not tell her. I told her mom, but like, she just got mail delivered to her name. So she had a box that said her name, and they opened it. She's 3, so she was more excited for the pop-it paper.
Makes sense.
Understandable. Makes sense. I mean, she wanted to do that. She was very excited about her book, but she was more excited. She was like, okay, it's a book. Give me that paperback so she can pop it.
My daughter loves the boxes. She'll make like little doll houses with the boxes.
Forts and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure that's coming. And then, I got a lot of tea in. Ooh. I don't normally show off my tea, but I'm in my dining room tonight because my husband's playing the Xbox in my library. I got 2 Enemies to Lovers.
Of course.
Of course. My favorite.
It's not Enemies to Lovers. We don't want it.
Uh-oh. I got some Equality.
Yes, I love Equality.
And then I got one of the twins' favorite tea is this one. And when she had the flu, she was drinking this constantly. So I restocked her on Disney in a Churro Day.
Yes.
So that's what I got. I think I've got some Starfall coming, because that, out of all of the grimoire teas, her favorite is Starfall. which is the one that everybody wants and doesn't go on sale very often. Mm-hmm. So I bought some while I could.
Right.
And it's on the way.
I have
other than that. Oh,
so
sorry.
Much. No, I was gonna say I have so much Starfall, because it just I can't not have any.
Yeah,
I love it.
She didn't run out when they had the flu, but I think it's because I had two things of it before. Mm. And see, I don't like Earl Grey,
right?
So I would never drink it, but she does, and that is her jam is some Starfall. So I try to. I gotta keep both of these stocked. Other than that, I am trying to save up for Prime Day. I did buy a couple of things because we are going to Gettysburg at the end of the month. So I got like travel cubes for suitcases and stuff and a new backpack for me that's like more carry-on appropriate. And I got hot cash today that I'm spending at Hot Topic tonight, but I'm trying to save for Prime Day.
I'm mad. Because I think I texted you about it. And if I didn't, I'm sorry. You're going to hear it now. I bought a whole bunch of stuff from Target. Mm-hmm. I bought bookcases and like floating shelves at full price. And they are all on sale now.
You can't go get a rain check?
Target's price adjustment
or price match
policy is shit. Let me explain this to you. So... the one of the bookcases I bought is $35 regular price. I have a team member discount and a red card discount, so it's 15% off. So I get $35 minus the 15% off. The current sale price is 25% off, so it's like $26.25. For them to price match it, they take the $35 minus 15%, that amount, minus the sale price. And that is the amount I get back. Which makes no sense, because if I walk into the store today, I would use my 15% off on the sale price.
On top of the sale price.
So what they should do is the 35 minus the sale price, because that would make the most sense.
Right.
Because I would go in, if I went in and bought it today, that would be the difference in what I paid. So in order to circumvent this, I have bought all new things, and I'm going to return them on the old receipt at the higher price.
Oh my gosh.
Because Target knows it's a hassle, and they are trying to save a buck, and I refuse.
No, I don't blame you.
I worked for Target for 6 years, so.
Remember when Amazon did that to you, too, about Lord of the Rings?
Gosh, yes. Amazon, I forget what it was, but I bought
Lord of the Rings.
It was a bunch of stuff. I bought a bunch of stuff, and then it went on, like, the price dropped, and I, like, messaged, like, customer service, and they were like, okay, I can't even remember exactly what it was, but they were like...
I thought it was for your book sleeves. You had Nerdy Ink sleeves for something, or...
Was it? It might have been.
And so you were buying the books.
Yeah, it might have been. I can't remember, but I bought something from Amazon. The price went down and I tried to be like, can I get a price adjustment on it? Because it was within like whatever their period is. It was a whole big hassle. There was more to it than just that.
I thought you had to like rebuy it at the lower price. Then I returned the original one where they ended up paying more in shipping than it would have been to just.
I ended up having to do that, but there was something else. Like, in my conversation with customer service, I don't even remember, but it was, I was like, listen, I realize that this is a hassle, but I'm going to do it anyways, because you are trying to save money.
Yeah.
And in me
but
doing
so
this.
So am I. And you're a billion-dollar company.
Right. In me doing this, I actually save money, whereas you lose out on money. So I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm okay with a little bit of hassle. There's like 15 Targets in my city.
I
can throw a stone and be at a Target, so it's not a hassle for me to go to Target. There's literally one 5 minutes from work. So when I go into the office tomorrow on my lunch break, I'm just going to drive over, pull them out, and be like, here you go. Please take them back for the higher price.
I don't blame you.
Because that it's not a price match if you're not actually matching the price.
Right.
It makes no sense. So, yeah. That was also where my money went. And will be coming back to me.
I'm getting it back.
Yeah. Okay. What's next? What do we do next?
What we're anticipating.
Oh.
Thor.
Thor. Thor. I'm going on Saturday. You're going tomorrow. So.
Mm-hmm. I won't tell you anything.
Say nothing. No reactions. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing at all. Just be like, I'm in, I'm out. Mm-hmm. And I will ignore you now.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't think of anything else that's going on soon. I feel bad
about it. We have next, we're about, when this episode comes out, we'll be right at a month out from The Starlight and the Shadows being released. Yes. At amberdlewis.com and anywhere books are sold. So
yes,
go ahead and get your copy. You could be entered to have your purchase upgraded to one of the swag boxes that Karen and I have or are getting.
Yes.
So
I'm
yeah,
so excited.
I'm excited for that. Even though we've read it, I'm
very
excited. Read it again.
I will absolutely read it again.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. I still have to finish the I texted Amber the other day. I'm like, I'm sorry. I promise I'll finish beta reading soon. It's just been like insanity in my household.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So yeah. That's something we're anticipating.
Yeah. By the time this episode comes out, it will be, so this episode will come out on the 15th, which means that July boxes for novelty chests will have been, or is it July? July. Right? Yeah. Because that's the one that yeah. we're on. So the yeah. July boxes will be done and they will be coming out soon. It's my friend has an arc of it and she just started reading it and she's like, it's so good. She says it gives her Serpent and Dove vibes.
Ooh.
I'm in. I am yeah, so in. I'm so excited. That's all I need. Say less.
Yeah.
Say no more. Serpent and Dove vibes, I'm 100% in. So I'm excited for that. That's coming at the end of the month. And my June box just shipped.
I think mine did too, actually.
I'm excited. It probably
are they out of West Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But yeah, I was talking to her the other day and she was like, I'm going on vacation next week. And I was like, okay. We were talking about something else, but she like mentioned that she was going on vacation and she's like, I promise your boxes are going to ship before that. I'm like, I'm not worried
Girl,
about it.
Take
You're
a
fine.
Vacation. I don't care.
You're fine. I wish I could be taking a vacation. Yeah. So good for you. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited. I'm still waiting for my fairy loot box too. So I guess I'm technically anticipating that.
Ready for you to get your fairy loot.
I'm so like anxious. It's been over a week since it shipped. And there's been no updates, but Mandy's yeah. was delivered.
Mine never still updated. Hasn't updated, and mine got here 5 days ago now. And yours it's my tracking fair. Hasn't updated.
When does yours ship?
Oh, hold on.
Because if they ship
Jeopardy
on the same
music.
Day.
Doo, doo,
doo, doo. Is that?
I am still, I think I talked about it last week, how I had a bookish box that I was supposed to be showing
oh,
off.
Oh my gosh.
And
I read your update.
Yeah, good they Lord. I put in a complaint because and they called me Saturday and said, oh, we're gonna find it, we won't mail it, you know, we won't send it back, we won't do anything with it, we won't forward it, we'll find it, it's in the post office. They let it sit in the post office for 5 days. Late yesterday afternoon they returned it to sender.
Do you have to
have,
reach out to Bookish Box now?
I did already. Okay. I emailed them and I was like, listen, I very much want this box. The post office. And I sent them, you know, all the tracking details. I was like, they've wrongfully applied this forward. That should not matter. Mm-hmm. But they have. Where is my email?
It took me a while to find mine too.
Did it come from Fairy Loot or did it come from somewhere?
No, it came from Fairy Loot. It came from Fairy Loot. Mine was on the 27th, so maybe check around there. But I'm like, and I can't even remember where it ships from. But if it's on the East Coast, then hopefully maybe it'll be just like a couple more days since if we count the holiday. So yeah. Hopefully soon. because yours is yours was delivered on Friday. So maybe this week, I hope. Today's already Wednesday. I just really want.
It's crazy to me.
What my favorite box.
Well, I guess because of the 4th of July, it seems faster than. Seems like this week has gone by faster than.
Yeah, definitely.
Normal.
It really does, though.
I'm not seeing. All right, I sent you a screenshot. Let me see if the screenshot that I had sent you says happens to say. It doesn't say. It just says label created.
Oh, it
I wonder if I can text. I can. Hold on. Click track shipment from the photo I sent you. This is so
stop
cool.
Stop it. No, you can't. That's amazing.
It let me.
Oh, my God. You can.
What?
That's amazing.
That's all right. Cool. Shipped 627.
So the same
it day. It doesn't say where from, though, in the box I already recycled.
Right.
Or I would look and see when the label was printed.
So 627.
Or where? It just says United States.
Yours was delivered on Friday. Shipped the
same
day.
I'm betting it's
tomorrow or Friday.
It's probably New York.
Okay.
It's probably New York or somewhere on the East Coast. Since they're out of the UK, that's the most likely.
That makes the most sense.
Area. So then it would come to me and then it would take a few days to get across the country.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully I'll be showing that off.
I hope so.
Next week.
The twins were sitting with me while I was opening it and I was like, whoa! Yeah,
I'm anticipating that.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And I'm anticipating my bookish box and another one shipped that I apparently ordered in March.
Yeah, so. I've heard bookish boxes not been very great.
It seems like they've been slow, which is crazy because I think it's the same people who do Once Upon a Book Club.
Is it?
I thought so.
Oh.
I could have made that up. Which Once Upon a Book Club had some delays there for a while that I think that they have gotten better on. Mm-hmm. Now they are not so much trying to do this is your June box as they are, this is your romanticy box. Mm. This is the theme instead of, this is for June. It's just,
I see.
You're buying the specific box.
Okay.
So I have two that maybe one day, if the post office decides
to not be the
under
worst.
His eye that I'm allowed to get my box, then maybe I'll have bookish boxes to show off. Who knows?
Fingers crossed.
So my freestyle isn't very controversial, but it's a controversial topic.
Okay.
Why did they do Thor so dirty in the first movie with them eyebrows?
I knew that's what you were going to say.
Terrible. It's terrible.
Oh my gosh. It's
I thought, let's bleach this man's eyebrows.
So bad. Who approved this?
Who approved this? And then who let it continue? And they're like editing and they're not like, maybe we should do
maybe
some CGI.
That should not be.
Need to fix this.
I can't believe that they got away with. What?
But also, okay, we can kind of segue this. I also love when movie houses listen to the people. Mm-hmm. Like they fixed his eyebrows because I'm sure there was criticism. Sonic the Hedgehog, they listened to us.
Yes.
And they were like, okay, you know what? We'll delay. We'll redo.
Yep.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Do that more.
Please.
Please do that more, especially with book to movies, because we're just trying to help you.
Listen, I would just really like book adaptations to be in limited series format.
Yeah. And you need somebody like us to follow you around with the book going, that's not how you do it. And hitting them in the back of the head with the book, because that's not how it was in the book.
That is exactly how that needs to be a new profession.
We need to start my job.
We need to start that right now. We're creating a new profession.
Dream job. Yeah.
We're creating a new profession in Hollywood.
Claiming it for ourselves.
It's going to be called, I got nothing. The new position
book
is
swatter.
No, the new position is the incoherent fangirl.
Yeah.
Because we will just incoherently
bash you over the head with the book.
You could do it in Hollywood. I could do it at Pinewood in Atlanta.
Yes.
And just follow them around. Listen here. Don't make these changes. Listen. We just want to help.
If you are going to do a book series, turn a book series into film, whatever, whether it be a series or a movie, I will read that book and I will follow you around and tell you what you're doing wrong.
Apparently they have that on The Witcher in Henry Cavill.
Oh.
Apparently like a walking Witcher Bible.
I remember seeing that. Yeah. I love that.
Where they're like, we're not sure what we're going to do next season. And he's like, why don't you do book 4, chapter 3 for the first episode? Because you do this and this. And it's like, guys, me with Harry Potter. Oh my God.
I love that. That is why I love his Dark Materials so much. Because it is so, so much just the book.
Yeah.
In visual format. Like, I didn't realize it when I was watching it because I had read them years ago. But I reread them after watching the series. And as I was reading it, I was just literally picturing what was happening on the show because it's almost like shot for shot. It's so good.
See, and like, I don't want Trash K. Rowling to get any more money, but I would love a Harry Potter limited series where they actually, like, every episode is a chapter.
That's what it should have been. Harry Potter.
Dumbledore did not yell.
No, he did not. He was calm.
About the Goblet of Fire. He was calm. The burrow. The burrow did not burn down.
What was, why?
I'm going to die mad. I'm going to die so mad.
I hate it. I hate it so much. That was very freestyle-y.
Yeah. Very incoherently freestyle.
Excellent.
Now I think we have a spiel to get to.
Do spiel. Yeah, it's getting late, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, is there anything else we want to do before we close out?
I don't think so. I think we covered all our stuff. No, I was pulling down to get my coupon. Sorry.
I was like, why are you pointing at me? What'd I do?
I gotta get our coupon codes.
All right. Spiel time. I can do this and I'm not gonna mess up.
Nope.
I hope.
Don't say grimoire.
It always
I'm the one who messes that up.
It always gives me anxiety, even though I've done it like 18 times, 19, I don't know how many. Anyways, if you enjoyed the podcast, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because Twitter has a character limit and it's
boo,
the worst.
Twitter, you
we
suck.
Hate Twitter.
I hate you.
We pretty much never use Twitter.
No, I used it today because it was Cash App Day, but that's the only reason is to get free money.
I tweeted today because I woke up from a dream where somebody had stolen one of my copies of These Violent Delights.
Oh, I saw that.
And I was like traumatized. But I was also confused because they had only taken the regular editions and not either of my special editions.
Any of the special ones?
And I was like, interesting.
So we use Twitter for that.
We use Twitter for really weird things.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can also like our Facebook page or you can visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog, which I don't know if you've added
anything. One of these days.
One of these days we'll add more things.
I'm going to have a lot of free time this weekend.
Like, write a review of The Roughest Draft.
Yeah, I can do that.
We need to do that more. Yeah. I should write a review of Hattie Harmony because I love it.
That would be very cute, yeah.
I should have my child write a review of Hattie Harmony.
I was
going to
say, I'll ask my niece her thought.
I love this.
It'll be like, Mimi, me love you so much. Hattie is a kitty.
Yeah.
And that would be about what we get from her, but
I
can try.
So if you would like to read those, they will eventually be up on our blog on our website. And also, please send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com with any of your comments, questions, suggestions, or just stop by, say hi. We love friends.
Yeah.
We love friends. And you can also listen to all of our episodes on YouTube. They're all available on YouTube. They're audio only. I was about to say video only. Oh, geez.
Oh, Lord. That would be a very awkward YouTube channel.
Really confusing. For a podcast? Yeah, absolutely. So all of our episodes are streaming on YouTube, audio only, because we will eventually be using it for full video episodes via Patreon and bonus content and all that fun stuff that we haven't yet decided yet.
Yep.
But it'll happen eventually, maybe one day.
Yeah. Leave us reviews. Reviews. We like those.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave us reviews wherever you're listening to us. Leave us a review. That would be fun. And now it's time to talk about our internet besties.
Yes.
Yay, I love this part. You can visit our bestie Joanna at herecomesthenerd.com. Use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order, which now can include some original characters that I'm obsessed with. Go check them out. They're so, so cute. I'm obsessed.
They're very cute. Strella, she's my favorite. She gives me Astra vibes, but like not Astra at the same time. Like, I love her.
I love her. I love all of them. They're so cute.
Yep. All right. Then you can head on over. Once you've got your pin fix, you can head on over to onceuponabookclub.com and use code Mandy10 for 10% off. Yay. And I've been getting some, like, I've got a backlog of Once Upon a Book Club boxes that I'm getting through. And so far, the last two have been excellent.
I just ordered some, so they're coming. I have three at my house that I haven't opened, so I should probably get through those as well. And if that is not enough books for you, you can head on over to noveltychest.com. That's novel like a book, tea like the drink, chest.com. Look, I did mess up. Oh, crap. Use code FANGIRL5 to get 5% off your monthly subscription. And I'm very excited for the July book.
You mess up again, you're off the team.
Oh no.
Lives are at stake here,
edit
Karen.
All by herself.
I'll have to talk to myself too. God almighty. Last but certainly not least, you could head over to grimoiretea.com and use code FANGIRLTEA without the I. So FANGRLTEA for 10% off.
Yay.
We love Sam. We love her so much. Sam. We love all our besties.
And after this episode is going to air after the fact, but we're sending all of our love and well wishes to Sam, who is having surgery on the 11th.
I know. And this is, I don't know if we want to spill her tea, but this is very exciting surgery for her.
Yes.
She's very, very life changing.
Very excited for her. So yay.
Yes.
Sending all of our love. And that's it. That was the incoherent fangirl. It was pretty incoherent, if I do say so myself.
As always.
It was lovingly incoherent.
It's the brand. It's the vibe.
It's a good brand. It's a good vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to throw it out there every episode from here on out. Simu Liu, if you're listening, send us an email. Come join us.
Yeah. You know we exist. You're in our bio now. No take backsies.
No take backsies. You know we exist.
Yep.
Come hang out with us. We'd love to be your friend.
Yes. That was the incoherent fangirl.
Thanks for listening.
We love you.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.